Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. If you're a new listener, I welcome you in Jesus' name. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And as I was seeking the Lord for what He'd have me share, I really felt it should be a time of ministry, because there are some of you listening that you love the Lord with all of your heart, but your strength has been depleted. There have just been ongoing, unceasing attacks, spiritual warfare, that you're just weary. You need God's strength. And so I just want to simply share some scripture and just let the Lord have His way, that you can receive that which you stand in need of. He delights to meet all of our needs according to His riches and glory. Isn't that correct? And there's no limit to His riches and glory. So let us just open our hearts to be receptive to the Word of God. Let me begin by sharing just a passage found in Psalm 105, 1-4. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him. Sing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face forevermore. And Lord, that is what we want to do. Lord, we are seeking Your strength. We're seeking Your face, Your direction, Your will for our lives. Father, You have answers, and Father, I release them in faith to those who are waiting before You, waiting to receive that direction, that knowledge, that flowing of Your Spirit that will release them into greater and greater experience of Your blessings, fulfilling who You would have them to be, what You would have them to do in this hour. Beloved, as we look at the Old Testament, Moses was sent of God to deliver the Word of God to the people of God. He stood in the gate of the camp, and he spoke to the children of Israel after he had come down from the Mount of God carrying the two tablets, if you remember, those tablets of stone containing the Ten Commandments. And unfortunately, when he returned, his anger, he was so upset because, in fact, he actually broke those Ten Commandments. He found that Aaron had made a golden calf and the people were worshiping it. And Moses said, "Who is on the Lord's side?" And beloved, God is asking this question once again in today's world, in those who claim to be His people. Many have lost their first love. Remember, the Lord addressed that book of Revelation to the church of Laodicea. They said they were rich and increased with goods and felt they had need of nothing. But there are some who've gotten caught up with things and departed from serving the Lord with all their heart. They still go to church, but the fire of their spiritual experience has gone out. God is moving mightily in many places, pouring out His Spirit and power like never before. And we have a privilege to be able to be part of God's move in this hour, to take the Word of God to in power to the people. Our Lord Jesus Christ never changes. The Word of God never changes. Jesus said, very simply, we have a choice. We have free will. You can't serve God and mammon. Joshua declared, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." That's what Joshua said in Joshua 25:15. Beloved, we need the power of God working in the church and in our lives as never before. Old-fashioned repentance and salvation needs to be preached, being filled with the Holy Spirit. This is what God wants for us, to live a holy, sanctified life, that we can experience the signs and wonders and miracles. He hasn't changed. Jesus Christ, He said He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But we must recognize we are in spiritual warfare, and we are in a battle. The church must arise and let God's anointing and glory shine in us and through us. The devil is not going to take over. He may succeed for a time, but we've read the end of the book, have we not? God has given to us a place of privilege, of responsibility, and we must say yes to the Lord. The psalmist David said, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress." Praise God. And that's Psalm 71, 1-3. Beloved, that's our cry today. The battle may rage around you, but God wants you to stand firm. He wants you to believe His word. And Lord, we're just coming to you in prayer and praise right now. We ask you to minister to those who need your strength. Hallelujah. I feel the Lord would speak to us. He would say, "He that has ears to hear, let him hear. I call you, beloved, as a co-worker with me, says the Lord. As you grow in me in all ways, I shall enlarge your borders, and there will not be room enough to contain my blessings. As you grow in my strength and power, you shall see more and more of your desires coming to pass. Come unto me, and I will give you rest and peace, and open to you the very door of my storehouse, and cause you to receive without measure. While you are seeking me and my kingdom more earnestly than ever before, you need have no fear that I will forsake you. Don't be discouraged at what seems a lack of success or partial success in the things you ask of me to do. My work shall not be just partial, but a completed work. Keep on having the faith of God, for I will not turn a deaf ear to you. I've called you to greater things. Rejoice and be strong. The Lord your God moves not with impotent hands, but in power and strength in your behalf. The discouragement and the prayers that seem not to have been heard is only in the natural. It is as the natural eye perceives. For I do encourage you now, and I've heard your prayers, my beloved. In the full course of your walk with me, you will see why I have moved thusly. You will know that although I seem to wait or move differently than you have prayed, my moving in your behalf is to bring about your heart's cry and the desires of your heart. I love you and will not forsake you day or night, says the Lord. I would bring you, beloved, to stand in my presence in greater measure. That which the enemy would break down and scatter shall I restore and regather. That which the enemy would bring confusion and cause discomfort, I will, for my very own namesake and for my people's sake, I will move mightier than I have ever done before. I shall bind up those that are bruised. I shall heal the brokenhearted. I shall lift up those that would fall. I will comfort and encourage my people. If you will praise me, beloved, if you will hearken to my voice, the pleasure of the Lord shall be made known and manifest in your behalf. You shall see the working of the Lord in your behalf, and you shall be comforted. I will not forsake you. You never will stand alone. Yea, even though many shall be forsaken by friends and by loved ones, yea, I shall never leave you. I will cause you to walk in the brightness of my glory. So stand strong, beloved, and rebuke the tempting work of the enemy. I will give you power to do this, and it will not be in your own strength. Draw near to me this day. Praise me, my beloved. My love for you is commensurate with my power and authority. You are able to minister to me. Yea, through your prayers, through your praises, and your obedience do you minister to me. I open my heart to you, my beloved, and when you pray, you shall know that I am listening intently. When you give of yourself and of your substance, you shall know I'm seeing your efforts and your sacrifice, says the Lord. All that you do for me shall never be forgotten, nor shall I count your love and your acts of loving kindness a small or a little thing. As you believe me, and as you walk upright before me, I will hear your voice clearly, and I shall be your defense and the lifter up of your head. I shall make the path for your feet an upward path, and I shall lift up your head. The light of my presence shall be a light to show you a clear path to walk on, and my beloved, you shall be to me a fountain of rejoicing. My love for you knows no bounds. My power in your behalf knows no bounds. So come and rest in my strength and in my love. Come and be encouraged and be filled with my fullness. Come, because you love me. I will keep you completely, says the Lord. I will keep my people from giving in to anxiety and fear. I will cause my faith to shine upon you, and you shall be glad, says the Lord, unto his beloved this day. Rejoice in my words that I have spoken. Praise God, Lord, we do. And Lord, we receive that which you are giving to us today, strength to overcome, hope and faith to hold on. You are our God, and you shall, who began that good work in us, will be faithful to complete it. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your fellowship and the grace you give to face each new day that we can bring glory to your name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Beloved, it's been a joy to minister to you. I thank you for your prayer support. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.